after the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or ileal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Well, there's a lot of exciting things quietly happening behind the scenes at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Executive Director Mike Schulte said with the ongoing pandemic struggles, the possibility of having it said right now, a lot of the field days are virtual, but they do hope to have some in-person wheat field days this spring.
So we are moving into virtual formats with organizations like the Oklahoma Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics Association. And we are fortunate this year that we will have two professors from Oklahoma State University. Dr. Brett Carver, our regions professor and lead wheat breeder at Oklahoma State University, along with Dr. Brenda Smith, who is a regions professor in the Department of Nutritional Sciences at Oklahoma State University, actually put a study together back in 2017-18 entitled, Has Genetic Improvement in Wheat Resulted in Negative Effects of Gut Health? And so this is kind of the first type of study that's been conducted like this, which is a lab study. And actually, the results were actually published last November in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry, and it studied the changes in the structure of the gut and inflammatory response of mice fed modern Gallagher wheat varieties compared to heirloom turkey wheat varieties. And so the reason for the study is that we certainly have faced some challenges in the wheat industry with negative information about modern wheat varieties compared to ancient heirloom wheat varieties, and are they a culprit for impacting gut health and creating issues for gluten sensitivities or celiac disease. And so this was the reason really for studying this in a lab setting.
The wheat industry has been plagued by concerns that modern wheat varieties create gluten sensitivity or celiac disease. This is the first study that's been published like this, and Schulte said it is groundbreaking research for dietitians and nutritionists.
And what we found out is that the two varieties that were actually used were the turkey variety, which was the heirloom variety, and then the Gallagher wheat variety we utilized because Gallagher was actually the largest modern wheat variety in the southern plains that was utilized at the time that this study was conducted to see if we would find any differences. And so, if anything, the modern wheat had minor improvements on the gut health in the laboratory studies when it was compared to the effect of diets incorporating the heirloom wheat varieties.
Wheat contains protein and folic acid, which is important, especially in women's diets. Folic acid is basically vitamin B, which has been used to fortify foods and protect against birth defects, said Schulte. The message is what makes a well-balanced diet for humans and wheat should not be taken off the table unless you suffer from something like celiac disease, said Schulte. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 27th annual Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches on Friday, March 5th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Selling 470 Angus and 53 Hereford bulls. All bulls selling have genomically enhanced EPDs and all will be semen checked ahead of the sale. Attend in person or bid online at SuperiorLivestock.com and SLA TV. Sale book and video available at ExpressRanches.com. Remember Friday, March 5th, the date for the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.